You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Hey, everybody, this is Darryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Simple smile or a helping hand, someone who listens, someone who understands. You may not notice how much it means to me. You take the time just to say hello. That means so much more than you'll ever know. I wanna thank you and hope that you can see. You make everything better, and I am better because of you. You make everything better. Thank you for being you.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us. I have a very special guest in studio at Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations today. She has traveled from Columbia, Tennessee to visit with the Mark White Show. It's Brenda Lynn Allen with Southern Roots Radio. I'm so glad to have her. She got to try Catfish Cabin today in town in Athens, Alabama. Welcome to the show, Brenda Lynn.
Oh, Mark, thank you. I love visiting with you, and that was a great lunch. That's a really cool place over there. And yeah, it's just an honor to be here in Athens. It's beautiful here.
Well, you know, when you try to think of someone coming to town and you think, well, what is it that they would like to eat? Mm-hmm. And we mentioned we have a Buc-ee's now, so some people might take someone down and eat a brisket sandwich, something like that.
Right.
But here in Athens, you've got a couple of places that have been around for decades. They're kind of known for certain things. Catfish Cabin, known for their hush puppies and catfish. Mm-hmm. Used to be a sponsor of the Mark White Show, by the way. Mm-hmm. COVID hit. That changed a lot of things for the Mark White Show. But still great friends with Mary, who owns Catfish Cabin, and knew her dad, who ran the place too. So there's a lot of history in Athens, and I wanted you to be able to try that. So when I come to Columbia,
yeah,
I'm thinking, hey, I'm going to try something that's from there.
Yeah, I'll be taking you over to Southern Trace Steakhouse. How about that?
Nice.
Right there by Southern Roots Radio.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
You told me that you are lifelong Columbian.
I'm born and raised in the Mule Town capital of the world, Columbia, Tennessee. Yeah.
Awesome. And you went to high school, you said Central?
Yep. Columbia Central High School. One of the Lions. Yeah.
All right. Class of 99.
Yes.
When did you take an interest in music? Because we're going to talk about different facets of your life, things that you're mm-hmm. involved in, but music's a big part of your journey and singing yourself, songwriting,
yes.
things like that.
Yeah. So I've been singing since I could talk, according to my parents. That's what my mom always said. And when I was a kid, I started learning songs, making up songs. They call that a songwriter when you grow up. But when I was a kid, I was making up songs and putting on shows for the neighbors, charging them a quarter to get in the backyard. So I was on it early. And so, yeah, I've been singing for anybody that wanted to listen growing up. I used to sing in class. You mentioned high school. I sang in probably every classroom in the high school, because when it would get close to bell time, the teachers or the students would say, hey, sing a song. And they were really encouraging of that, you know, from middle school all the way up, or even elementary. And so, yeah, I just grew up singing at local fairs and talent shows and in school. And then I continued to do that into adulthood and started writing songs, playing in Nashville, and started traveling outside of Tennessee and doing shows. And I just love it. I love to make music.
So nobody discouraged you?
No, not really. Not really.
That's where a lot of people get hung up. Because somebody says you need to do something else, or they act like they don't enjoy what a person has to mm-hmm. offer, their talent.
Right.
And then just kind of sucks the wind out of their sales, so to speak.
It can. You know, I've come to this place where in my life where applause and approval is nice. It's nice, right? But not to need it, because if you need that, if that gets to you on a certain level, then the criticism can too. And ultimately, you just got to do what you feel like you're supposed to do and be happy doing it, you know. And that's where I am with singing and songwriting.
And I will say, for young people, for people who come from trauma, mm-hmm. childhood trauma, a lot of that is reinforcement, having reinforcement from people telling them that they're good enough, that they're special, that they're unique. And the young people weren't getting that a lot of times when they were growing up in their home. Mm-hmm. And so, as you mentioned, you know, if someone's looking for, if we can get past that of having to have that reinforcement all the time
mm-hmm.
and just do what we do
yeah.
and don't worry about what everybody says about it, because that's one of the things that kind of lasts a while. If somebody criticizes you or says something negative,
mm-hmm.
it will stay with you.
It can. It really can. There's a song that I co-wrote and put out and actually titled my album off of it. It's called Better, and it's about anything or anybody that makes you better. Now, that might be on a small scale or a big scale, but one of the lines is a simple smile, a helping hand. You never know what kind of difference you're going to make. And so you talk about children. You never know if just a little smile, a little pat on the back is what how that's going to impact a person, and they could carry that into adulthood. And I know what you do, just from being around you the little bit I have, and knowing the little bit I know about your show so far, which I look forward to going down the archive rabbit hole of the Mark White Show. But you are one of these people that wants and does make things better with those. You know the importance of the simple little things, and I can tell that already.
Yeah. One of the things that I really loved when Daryl Worley came on the Mark White Show was he allowed me to
air his song as an intro song, Do Something Good Today,
mm-hmm.
and talks about a pat on the back. And
yeah.
I lead my show in with that. And it was really fitting. And I like to hear that you've written a song similar with that same, down the same vein
yeah.
as that of making a difference, finding the difference makers. When I was in radio early on in sports, mm-hmm. That's how I started, was I volunteered on a sports show. What I ultimately decided was, is that there are people who made a difference in your life. We need to recognize them.
Right.
And the second thing is, because someone made a difference in your life, what are you doing now to make a difference in someone else's life? So this whole concept of there are difference makers who played a part in where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do it on our own. Somebody had to step up and say, I care about Mark. I care about Brenda.
Right.
I want to help them. And then if somebody did that for us, then we turn around and say, I'm going to do it for somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said.
Very simple concept, but not necessarily easy to do.
Yeah,
right?
And it's very, very important. Very important.
We get
yeah.
caught up in our own things,
mm-hmm.
get distracted, and become a little bit selfish sometimes, especially if you have some challenges, some things that you have to get through, some struggles. We can become very about ourselves and not so much about other people. But I have found that through my show, by recognizing other people and what they're going through, it does help me.
Yeah.
So it drives me. It motivates me to recognize people out there who are making a difference. And it does help me personally when I'm able to do that.
Yeah. We're all in this together, right? You know,
yes.
We're all here together, and that's what it's about. And what you're talking about is paying it forward. And I believe that, a good way to be selfish is to look after your own happiness, your own internal dialogue, how you're talking to yourself, because the nicer you can be to yourself, you got that to give away, you know?
That's right.
And that's just, That's my little food for thought there.
So singing and writing songs, and then in college, where did you go?
So I went to NTSU for a little while, and then I went to Columbia State. I am a college dropout, and then I enrolled again, and
same
I dropped
here.
Out again. Are you? Are
yeah.
You? Yeah. So what I did in college, I did not get a degree, but I took every class that I found to be interesting, and one might not even have gone with another, but I feel like I learned a lot. And, you know, I learned more than just paying off student loans from dropping in and out. But I enjoyed my time in college. But I always knew that music is what I was going to do, without a doubt. You know, and I didn't seem to be in such a hurry to get to it, because I was like, it's going to happen. Enjoy your life while it's happening, right? Because I find when I try to rush things along and try to force them, it doesn't work out. But if I just kind of allow and try to enjoy the moment. I've learned this over and over and over, and it's a constant practice. But so yeah, I went to college for a while, and then I had different jobs in retail. I waited tables, terrible waitress. And sorry, everybody that I ever waited on. And I did that for a short time and took some odd jobs. And then I came into a career path that I loved that worked really well with my music. And that was where I was able to use music therapy. And I was telling you about this over lunch at the Catfish Place. I was an activity coordinator and a certified activity coordinator in Tennessee. And I worked in long-term care with people that had a diagnosis of dementia. So I really enjoyed my work doing that. I was able to play shows in Nashville, travel out of town. I worked at a great company and made a lot of friends. And to me, that was the best college I could have ever gone to, was that nursing home for 10 years.
Real life experience.
Yeah. Truly, truly. And some of the best people. As a matter of fact, that song Better that I referenced earlier, a lot of that song was inspired by the folks there that became my friends at the nursing home.
Yeah. One of the things I have heard when it comes to Alzheimer's, dementia,
mm-hmm.
music is something that remains a lot of times.
Yes.
You can bring yeah. back a song and bring yeah. back some memories, mm-hmm. and that person, they may not necessarily be able to put the puzzle pieces together,
yeah.
but there's something about music that lasts.
Yes, that's something I speak about when I do a live stage show. I wrote a song called Amazing What a Song Can Do. It's a very simple song, but it's a truth, because it's amazing what you just said. If we get a diagnosis of dementia, the part of our brain that we hear music with is not affected. So you can get a response out of somebody with music that you cannot, where you might not be able to reach that person otherwise. And to me, that's truly a magical thing. And I've gotten to witness that from people that were in comatose states, you know, even a little twitch or a little tap or just something. And it's familiar songs a lot of times. And I want to mention musicandmemory.org. They're a nonprofit. And what they do, are you familiar with them?
I'm not.
Okay, so they come up with MP3 players at the time, you know, iPod, whatever, a customized music playlist for people in long-term care. And they've got them with them all the time. So if somebody's having a rough day, or even if they just want to have a better day, they've got this personalized playlist, you know, of familiar songs. And Music and Memory provides the equipment and the training, and they go into long-term care centers and they help the staff set this program up.
So, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I had a friend that had Alzheimer's, a dear friend. As a matter of fact, we named our daughter for his wife. Corinne was mm-hmm. her name. And I would go and visit Mr. Smythe in Birmingham. And he would always bring up a Dear John letter that he wrote a young lady to tell her that he was going to marry Corinne instead. And those were the stories that he would always repeat.
Yeah.
About being in the Navy, serving in World War II. Mm-hmm. And I would come and start the conversation with what I knew he was going to be able to talk about until he couldn't anymore. And it was a sad situation to watch someone like that, someone you love and care about so much, to go through that.
Yeah.
But spending time with him and him being able to still share experiences was very important to me, to be there with him and feel like I had that connection still.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
And you were able to connect with people where you were for those 10 years. And I know that has value to your life. And of course, you learn, gain knowledge and experience that leads you into the next phase of your life, right?
It does. You know, I was loving my work so much at the time and having such a blast sharing my music in and out of my day job. And I ended up getting a call at my desk one day to go play at a venue over in Fairview, Tennessee. It was a junkyard. That's a whole nother story, a whole nother segment. But I did that for years, and I met all kinds of session players. That led to doing shows in Texas and playing with these amazing session players that have played on so many number one hit records, you know, steel guitar players and guitarists. And it was the neatest thing for me to really learn how to be in front of an audience, like a dance hall audience, on a regular basis, and learn how to play better rhythm guitar by sitting in with this band and singing with them every Friday night. So it was really cool. My point to that was I was doing what I was loving, and I got the call. I didn't track over to Fairview and knock on a door. It came to me. And there's something I have found in life that is magical when you're doing what you want to do and enjoying it. Like I was saying, things just, they work out and other doors open.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right now, folks, we're talking to Brenda Lynn Allen. She is a singer, songwriter, and show host. Glad to have Brenda Lynn Allen with us, Southern Roots Radio. If you'll stick with me, we'll carry this over into another segment, okay?
Thank you, Mark.
All right, folks, Brenda Lynn will stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
It's amazing what a song can do. It can make you laugh, it can make you cry, it can chase away the blues. It can take you back to the happiest of times, and take life's little troubles off your mind. When he hears those old country songs, he can't help but laugh and sing along.
And we're back. I'm so glad to have this special guest in Coronation Custom Clothing Alterations in Athens, Alabama, Brenda Lynn Allen. Brenda Lynn Allen Music, you can find her on Facebook. She's a singer, songwriter, and show host of Southern Roots Radio. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Brenda Lynn.
Thank you. I love visiting with you. And again, Athens is beautiful, and we got a sunny day to sit here and chat.
Yes, yeah. This is a lot of fun. And I'm glad that you drove down from Columbia. As I always say, it's better in person. I enjoy the in-person conversation. So thank you for driving down from Columbia.
Thank you. And I look forward to the day you drive up to Columbia and come see us in the Southern Roots Radio studios.
Looking forward to it. And speaking of Southern Roots Radio, how did you get caught up in that?
Okay, and I'll do a long Reader's Digest version, as my mom used to say. I was not able to play shows during 2020 like every other artist, you know, and so local FM radio came to me and asked if I would bring them a 5-day-a-week show, play local artists, independent artists, whoever I wanted, interview, play my guitar, and share my own music. So I started doing that on FM radio and did it for a year and a half or so, and then I co-founded Southern Roots Radio with Jack Plant and Mackie Kaler. And so we started an online station. We do have a building and a studio across from tourism in Columbia downtown. And so we're based in Mule Town, but we're heard around the world. And,
yes.
And it gave me a place to put my show, which is called Around the Bend with Brenda Lynn, a music show with interviews and talking and me gabbing along, you know. And I have the platform, and it's just Southern Roots Radio has really blossomed over the past 6 months. We just launched it like last August. So we have the support of Columbia, Tennessee. And I have, in addition to Around the Bend, I've also got a show that I co-host with Mackie Kaler great songwriter, singer, originally out of Memphis, and it's called Swanky Southern Nights. That's a lot of S's. A lot of S's.
Swanky Southern Nights.
Yeah, yeah. Swanky music, you know? Yeah. 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 So it's just a lot of fun. And yeah, you can get all that programming by going to southernrootsradio.com.
Do you enjoy connecting with people in the same way that I do through the Mark White Show? Because I really do like the connection mm-hmm. that I feel like I make through audio. Sometimes there's distractions through television and other mediums, but I think radio is, to me, very authentic, and we're able to share with each other in a different way than maybe some other forms of media.
I have to agree, and I can tell just from the little bit you and I've got to visit, we do have a lot in common when it comes to that. We like to connect with people. I have always been fascinated by radio. You can't see it. Now, everything's, you know, we do video now, and I love that we can incorporate that. But yeah, there's a certain magic to that. You're just two people sitting down talking, you know, it's great. But I love interviewing people. I don't even call them interviews. I call them conversations because, you know, that's what they are.
Yes.
Yeah. And when I was on the FM station, I connected with over 200 artists and people, you know, just doing different things. And I loved meeting every one of them. And I remember all of them. You know, that's the thing. It's so cool, the people you meet. Everybody's different. Yeah.
When I was a little younger than my daughter, Cora, I would actually spend time at WKAC here in Athens, which is an AM station.
Mm-hmm.
And my granddad, who was a preacher, had a Bible question and answer program. I would lay on the floor and listen as he took calls. Him and Hiram Hutto was another preacher in town. And so I grew up listening to my granddad and Hiram on the radio, and it always intrigued me,
yeah,
them in front of the microphone. And actually, that is exactly the station where the Mark White Show started back in 2017, was in that same studio.
That is so neat.
That many years later.
That's neat that you have that experience. I bet he met so many people and got to talk to so many doing that.
It connects you to people that you otherwise wouldn't be connected to.
Yeah.
And I still feel that with the Mark White Show, with podcast platforms, that I'm reaching so many people that otherwise I would never have a voice with.
Right.
And I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And giving people that voice too. So lending my show, like you would lend your show,
mm-hmm.
to give them an opportunity to share about themselves, what their likes are, maybe what their dislikes are, what their mission, what their goal, their purpose, all those different things.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And you can tell I don't know if you have a count, but I know you've talked to so many people and you continue to every week. That's just, now with you, you're interviewing and talking with different artists, musical artists, and also people in the community and the nonprofits.
That's right.
I love that.
I felt like there was a method to the madness by bringing on celebrities like Jeff Foxworthy and mm-hmm. Crystal Gayle and Lee Greenwood and all those people who already had a great following,
mm-hmm.
to bring them on the show. And then if someone listened to the Mark White Show because Jeff was on the show, then suddenly I have a new follower who, when a grandmother reaches out to me from down in Birmingham or somewhere across the country and says, my grandchild has cancer, you now have a captive audience that's built from people who were already recognized. Whereas Mark White, in and of himself, is not a celebrity. Mark White just decided he wanted to do something to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm utilizing some of these people who've built a strong reputation, whether it be in the music business or some other platform, and then bandwagon mentality.
Yeah.
So people jump on board, and it has worked because a lot of people who follow, say, Ricky Skaggs or T. Graham Brown or some of these others, they jump on board and then they're a Mark White Show follower.
Yeah.
And they're getting the message from some of these people in need, nonprofits, individuals, families, groups that need support.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, I said earlier, everybody's different, but we're all so much the same, all different walks of life, but people are people, right?
Yes.
Right. When you're talking to them and everybody loves to connect, you know, and so you've said celebrities, people that are out there on the stage, you know, that love came from, to get in front of an audience, that came from somewhere. They love to connect with people, you know, and I've just found them to be the nicest group of people, of course, you know, people in the music business.
And you've been able to use your voice through the radio and then also through your own singing, through entertaining others. Can people still find you doing concerts and events, singing? You still love that?
Yes, I love that. I'm actually traveling to Arthur, Illinois next month. I'm going to be doing a show with Keeping It Country Live. I didn't mention this earlier, but Around the Bend with Brenda Lynn has been on Keeping It Country Live now for 3 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I love that group of people. And if you love traditional country music, they have a platform. I mean, it's amazing. And they do a lot of live shows. So I'm going to do that show in May, and then coming up in November, I'll be in Louisiana at the home of where they did the Louisiana Hayride there at the Municipal Auditorium. So, yeah, I got a show coming up down
there. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. And Tim Atwood's on that show. Yep. Ronnie McDowell's on that show. And there are so many others, and I'm doing it from memory.
And for those who don't know Tim Atwood, yeah, his connection with the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Playing music for them for years.
Yeah.
And loved having Tim on the Mark White Show before.
Always, I'm glad you had him on.
Fun guy to have
great
on the show. Yes.
Was Roxanne with him?
No, he was by himself at that time.
Okay.
But enjoyed having Tim, and especially during COVID time where people weren't as busy, they could come on the Mark White Show and share. I found that was a good window of opportunity for my show.
Yeah.
Because they weren't playing concerts and they needed somewhere to be able to share things that they were still doing, still active. One of the individuals that I was able to have on the show, BJ Thomas, came on the Mark White Show during the COVID period, and of course he passed away. We lost him, but it was so nice to get to speak to him, to have him come on my show. It meant a lot to me for someone like that to say, I want to be on his show and talk to him.
Yeah.
And we had a great conversation going back to his roots in Texas and the little band that he started back when his parents didn't want him to be in the music business and what it led to his career. And ultimately he did get lung cancer and passed away. We lost him, but that show is still there. You know, and that conversation exists. And that's one of the things I think about in this business is that our conversations will exist long after we're gone.
Yeah.
So it leaves a little piece of us and some of them behind where you can then listen to those individuals and what they accomplished or what they hope to achieve in life, the things that meant something to them.
Yeah. You know, we talked off air about country artist Jeff Carson, who was on your show, you know, and he passed away suddenly. I just want to reference him because that's a guest that we both had in common there.
He came on a couple of times, and him being a police officer and me having that background, and he was working as a police officer at the time, but still wanting to get back into the music business and was doing quite well as he was making his reentry back into the music business. And I was promoting some of the events that he was going to be at, and I was glad to be able to help Jeff Carson because as a young person, much younger than him, I was listening to his music, and I never thought, never imagined, well, Jeff would eventually be on a radio show that would be created by me and have people like that come on my show. But I had that opportunity, you know?
Yeah, and both of you had the law enforcement thing in common as well. You
know? It meant a lot.
Yeah.
And
as
a matter of fact, the last time he came on the show, he mentioned a fellow officer that was going through a struggle with his family, and we helped that fundraiser through the show. And like I told you, one thing leads to the next. So I'm always listening for that next thing that I need to talk about. You know, when you talked about the memory organization, Music and Memory.
Yeah.
Was it Music and Memory?
MusicandMemory.org.
And that'll be the next thing that I'll be reaching out to them.
Awesome.
To have them talk about what they do.
That is great.
That's
great.
How it works.
Yeah. 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 I love that, though. That's great.
Brenda Lynn, tell people again how they can connect with you and be able to listen to all the different things that you're doing, okay?
Okay, and thank you. You can come visit me at Brenda Lynn Allen Music on social media. Easy to find there. And then you can also visit SouthernRootsRadio.com. My show is on 7 o'clock on Thursday evenings. That's Around the Bend with Brenda Lynn. And then Sunday nights, Swanky Southern Nights at 7 o'clock. S's.
Excellent. Mark, I love White. Classic country.
Oh yeah, I love it too. Hey, thank you so much for what you do, and like the song Better says, thank you for being you, Mark. I love it.
I'm gonna get that song from you, and we'll try to add it to this show so people can listen to it. Okay,
I'll leave you a copy of it.
Excellent.
Thank you,
folks. We've been coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations in Athens, Alabama. Brenda Lynn Allen Music. Check her out. Glad to have her here on the Mark White Show today. We're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by this show, so much so that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Brought some sweet memories to Tennessee. Thank you.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
These are my kind of people.